there was a terrifying moment Friday night when a fan in the front seats at Boston's Fenway Park was struck in the head by the piece of a bat when it broke. Tonya Carpenter is still hospitalized. There's also a call for ending a rule at major league parks that fans are responsible for injuries suffered during a game. Stadium owners are shielded from liability. There's a warning printed right on the back of your ticket. Also, understandably overshadowed at that same game, Oakland Athletics pitcher Pat Vendetti made a major league debut, throwing two scoreless innings while throwing both left and right-handed. In the last century, only one other ambidextrous pitcher has ever played the game. It's been a long journey to the major leagues for Vendetti, who started the season in AAA Nashville. And that's where Emil Moffitt from Here and Now contributor WPLN picks up that story.
On a hazy afternoon in Nashville, Pat Vendetti bounds up the dugout steps as pregame music fills the ballpark. He takes the field wearing a gray T-shirt, black shorts, and a strange-looking glove.
So if I'm, you know, have it on this hand as a lefty, this side of the glove is where the pocket is, and vice versa over here, the ball goes in here.
It's a six-fingered glove with thumb slots on both sides, so Vendetti can wear it on either hand.
It's a little bigger than your average glove. With that extra finger in there, it looks a little funny, but it's all I've used since I was 7 years old, so to me it's just a regular old glove.
Back then, Vendetti's dad traced the outline of his son's hand and sent the sketch off to Japan, where his first custom glove was made. Vendetti needed it because a few years earlier, his father began teaching him how to throw with both arms, and he kept at it. Through high school, college, and even into the pros, where his unique talent made him the center of attention, as noted on the CBS affiliate in Central New York.
And you also missed Staten Island's switch pitcher, a guy by the name of Pat Venditti, who needed only one inning to wow the crowd.
One of the uncanny things about Venditti's delivery is that from the left side or the right side, it's a mirror image. Being ambidextrous in baseball is not all that uncommon. Nearly every major league team has at least one switch hitter. But pitching with both arms, there's only been one before, Greg Harris.
And Harris is putting the glove on the right hand. It'll throw to Hal Morris left-handed. So he'll enter the record book.
It was September 28th, 1995.
Well, that's the day I threw left-handed right-handed in Montreal against Cincinnati.
Prior to Harris, no pitcher in the modern era had thrown with both arms in a big league game. But it was just one inning at the very end of Harris's career. Vendetti is trying to become the first full-time switch pitcher.
He's proving that it's not a joke. It's not, you know, a gimmick. It's something that is absolutely great for him and great for the game.
Harris and Vendetti have started a sort of ambidextrous fraternity. They exchange texts and the occasional phone call. So you might be asking, what's the big deal? Is there really a great advantage, lefty versus lefty or righty versus righty? Well, it's all based on the concept that a ball breaking toward you is easier to hit than a ball that's tailing away. Having a guy in the bullpen who can just change arms? Don Schultz, Vendetti's pitching coach this year in Nashville, says it's a big benefit.
You don't have to worry about matchups. So you just bring him into the game and he's ready to rock and roll.
Schultz calls Vendetti one in a million in a league where teams don't often stray from what's familiar. So in college, Vendetti says he didn't get a ton of attention from scouts.
It's very difficult to break into pro ball one arm, and to have to do it with both arms, you have to go out there and have a lot of things go your way to prove that you can do that at each level.
Vendetti joined a Yankees farm team in 2008, where his first contribution to the pros was a rule book change. It came after a standoff with a switch hitter who kept hopping back and forth between batter's boxes. The encounter confused the umpires, as well as the broadcasters on Sportsnet New York.
Don't you have to announce what you're going to bat?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I have never seen or heard of anything like this before.
Now, this might create a rule. I mean, this Good. Very situation might create a change in the rule book.
And so the Vendetti rule was born, making the pitcher declare first which arm he plans to use, thus avoiding situations like this.
And now it looks as if Enriquez says, enough is enough, I'm going to step in there and I'll bat right-handed.
It's turned into a 20-minute at-bat.
Vendetti ended up with a strikeout to close out the win. That was 7 years ago. He never made it to the majors with the Yankees, but kept chasing the dream as he joined the Oakland Athletics organization. After pitching very well at Nashville to start the season, Vendetti was called into his manager's office Thursday night and told he'd finally made it. The next day, Vendetti took the mound at Fenway Park and pitched two scoreless innings, throwing both left and right-handed. Afterward, he spoke with reporters.
Yeah, to be honest, it's the most special thing is being here. It's been such a long journey. You know, the 7 years in the minor leagues trying to get here, just having this opportunity is what I care most about.
Last night in Boston, Vendetti made his second appearance, retiring the only batter he faced. Millions of kids have dreamed of becoming a Major League Baseball player. Pat Vendetti has now done it in a most unusual way. For Here and Now, I'm Emil Moffitt in Nashville.